Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
About you day and night, it's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world would be so very fine. So happy together. Is you and you for me, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you me, no matter how they toss the dice, it has to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. Happy together. I think about you day and night. It's only right when you love a gal to hold her tight. I hope and pray that every day you'll be happy together. If I should call you on the telephone, invest a dime and hear you say you're my own. I want you to love me, I want you to lead me, because we're happy together. I can see me loving nobody but you for all of my life.
And now live from coast to coast, 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 this is the Possum Hour theme.
Give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I'd get it out of smelling hay. I'd just adore a penthouse view. Darn, I love you, but Jimmy Park Avenue.
The shores.
The stars.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Sweet acres, we are there.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to whatever this is. Oh, Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. This is day 787 of coping with mental illness. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, proud makers of Holy Smart Water and Nacho Cheese Communion Wafers. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening to the Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. Monday nights 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Possum Hour. During the week, Clobbering Time with your host, N.J. Grimm, the ever-vanishing brown-eyed thing. Trying to drink my coffee. God bless you, Mrs. Bulger, wherever you are. And then Friday, it's Friday. No, Mrs. Olson. Friday night, Possum. Side order of deep-fried pickles. What a weird... It's a real thing. I've had them. They're weird. Deep-fried pickles. Check it out. Go to Nashville. Every fucking restaurant, deep-fried pickles. What's up with that? Let's see. Oh. Well, the phone line will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Hey, if you want great fish, just come to Church's for tender, flaky fillets, plus delicious hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries.
Mm-hmm. I still look good in fish nets. Gotta love it.
Hmm. And Esther. Well, there's our first caller. Welcome.
Yeah. Hello there.
Hey, who's calling?
Well, my friends call me, J.C. Yous could call me Mr. J.C.
Welcome, sir. What can we do for you, Mr. J.C.?
Yeah, yeah. So, a while back, I told yous to lay off of that blasphemy over there with that, that church, so-called church, or to be a battered shrimp. That professor friend of yours, what's his head, Bombi, he's gonna end up in a pulled pork sandwich over there at Satriali's if he ain't, careful. If you, catch my drift.
Yeah, I get it. I appreciate it, and I'll pass it along.
Sure, sure, sure. Hey, what's that brown stuff on the end of your nose? Hey, just kidding, man. I live for that kind of shit. Build buildings and whatnot. Come pray to me. Now, here's what I want you to do, Marianne. Go out there and play in traffic. Capiche?
That's what I want. dead serious.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Hey man, what's
all
up?
All right, there you go. Mr. JC does not like me, man.
No, man. You got trouble. You got trouble.
Yeah.
You better measure yourself for a lightning rod, buddy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think his father has put up the money to get him to be so famous.
His dad? Yeah, his dad bought his way out of the crucible.
At the college or whatever he did. What happened?
He financed a sermon on the Mount.
White livers, man.
Supplied the loaves and
Jesus
pieces.
Jesus is a white guy. That's right.
Oh, yeah. He's just a white guy. Okay, I looked it up. Days of Our Lives has been on since 1965. That is almost my whole damn life.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Whoa, that was on longer than we were. Only by a few years, but good God.
Yeah, they beat us. They beat us to the air by a couple of years, but wow.
Jesus. Holy shit.
I think the last surviving original cast member is Toast. But this one gal went from 1965 to 2018. Wow. That's a
loser.
Steady job there, bub.
That's a fucking loser. Everyone else gets into movies and shit. She's staying a fucking soap that long.
She was sitting over there. Nah, she was smoking stogies and driving a Duesenberg. What are you talking about?
Probably living a life. I just like that, you know?
She's driving a Duesenberg. I'm like, I'm like Aunt Bea, who became a cat lady. See? Prime time. Cat lady. They still say some of her cats, when she passed away, some of her cats went feral, and they say that they're still descendants of Aunt Bea's cats in that town.
There you go.
True.
There you
True
go.
Story.
I'm
making that up. What else I see? Dick Dale, I think, will save the show tonight.
All right, good.
We talked about Dick Dale, was that Friday night we talked about that, or was that last Monday?
Yeah, that was Friday, I think.
Son of a gun, man, he was touring one more tour to pay for his medical bills. Well, he ain't got to tour no more. No, you ain't got to worry about that. God bless him.
So he's finally resting in peace. There you go.
Resting in peace, man.
That could be a good thing, man. That is not a bad thing. Embrace it. Welcome it.
Speak for yourself.
Welcome it.
Necromancer. Yeah. I'm going to hang out until I'm a burden on my children. What are you talking about?
There you go.
All right, I can't type. There you go. Okay, so anyway, it's a good thing he saves the show. How's he saved the show, you ask? Well, right before the show, I realized, we were talking about Dick Dale. It would be, bad form not to have a Dick Dale tune on tonight's show.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you saved
it. At the last minute, I uploaded a Dick Dale, and then I realized the blow-up didn't upload right, nor did two other files. We would have had a disaster right here in the air. Right here.
Oh, shit.
Dale, man. Dale came through.
So
would
we
not upload these files?
Dick.
You were saved by Dick.
So, saved by Dick.
And tonight's blow-up is a special one, too. It's facial. Dr. Cake, who, you know, couldn't be here Friday. Oh, man. It was that was a rough way to start a weekend without Dr. Cake. Lange.
You got that right.
Fortunately, she's back tonight, and in honor of that, I'm blowing up her request for a blow-up. And you know them, you love them. I think I've blown up another one of their tunes, because, boy, I never did like these guys. Lover Boy?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh,
Lover Boy.
Jesus Christ.
They used to wear short shorts. And look, and they were not, yeah, jump around. So, in order to write things and make things right, we're going to have a special Dr. Cake Lover Boy Explode-a-thon.
Good. That's good.
Here we go. What?
Huh?
Did I set that up okay? Yeah, you can't say Dick Dale.
You set that up perfect.
Yeah, you can't say Lyle
Wagner. Can't say Dick Dale.
Lover Boy. Hit it.
Penis Dale.
I'm so full of cake. If I ate any more cake, I'd have to vomit first. Sometimes I'll eat two or three cakes in a single day. I love cake. I can't be any clearer than that. I love cake. I'll eat every cake in New York City. I can't even go into bakeries anymore because I'll eat all the cake.
I can tell by the look in your eyes you've been hurting.
I'll say, where's the cake? Give me the cake. Get the cake.
You know I'll never let you down. Oh, no.
And they say, we know how very much you love cake.
And I'll try anything to keep it working.
And we know that you rarely have the money for any of our cake.
You gave me time to find out what my heart was looking for.
So get out of here.
And what I'm feeling inside.
Pull the string.
Somebody in the head for some cake.
Most excellent, man. Dick Dale.
Hey, what? Talking about Loverboy, one of the band members from an old big hair band of the 80s hangs around our other store all the time, the one with the lounge.
Huh.
And, yeah, in Northeast Philly. You ever hear of Brittany Fox?
Nah.
Big hair. That's the name of the band, Brittany Fox.
Hmm.
No, neither have I. I had to look it up. The guy's name is Dean Davidson. Dizzy Dean Davidson. From Brittany Fox.
We used to print t-shirts and hats and stuff for rock and roll hair bands back in the...
That was the 80s
and 90s.
Yeah, of course it was the 80s.
We had the... They this one band, Sweet Savage. Sweet Savage.
Yeah. Sweet Savage.
Oh, they were cool, man.
A bunch of regulars. Wow.
Well, we kind of like, you know, they did look a little funny. They were nice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, just print their name on everything under the sun. And then we did Fog Hat. I told you about that. We did a fog hat.
I always thought
fog hat. My idea for the ball cap was just the word fog on the hat, see? And it would be a fog hat.
There you go.
They
there
loved
you go.
It. I think they ran with that. They kept doing it. I'm not sure if it was the real fog hat or the fog hat that got sued for being a faux fog hat. It was either fog hat or faux fog hat. Yeah.
They could have went with that name, man. I like it.
Faux fog hat, yeah, man. You fight faux fog hat. They were a giant act. Yeah. Oh, there's the lounge in that. We'll say their names.
Where?
Right there. There on my computer screen. Kind of waiting for Ted to interrupt us. He's laying low for a minute.
Well, he's got short legs, right?
What's that?
He's got short legs. Of course he's laying low. He's right.
He's got kind of tippy. He's got kind of long legs for a little dog.
Okay.
All right. They're bandy now. They're bow-legged. Finish your treat.
Uh-huh.
Don't start bitching at it. No. Don't start your bullshit. Finish your treat, dude.
He knows. Ted knows.
He's such a fucking asshole, man. All right. Well, you sit over there and whine and make noise. I don't give a fuck, dude. All right. There's Apple Cheeks Alice. Right on top.
Sweet Alice.
Right on top.
Sweet Alice.
Of course, we have...
In the house.
We have Ted the dog here in the studio. And there in the lounge is Apple Cheeks Alice. Thank you for coming.
Sweet Alice.
She's not feeling well. Everyone send your... antibiotics, vibes, her way.
Uh-huh.
Ted's sending his vibes. Those are your vibes,
I know
Ted?
I am.
Send him your vibes, babe. You're a sweet boy, but you're a spoiled brat. Yeah. You're a spoiled brat. Yeah. Come here. Get that treat there, dum-dum. You got to be quiet, dude. Right. And there's Dr. K.
Dr. K. Wouldn't
be a show without Dr. K. That's it. That's your treat right there, dude. I'm saying Dr. K's name. She wasn't here Friday, so it wasn't really a show.
We
did something. I'm not sure what it was. It's like more of a happening.
We phoned it in.
Yeah. I had a weird weekend, come to think of it. Oh, guess what happened over the weekend? I'll mention it so I don't forget it. Gigantor went and saw The Kiss.
Uh-huh.
You know, The Kiss came to town.
Yeah.
With the makeup and all and the loud, crazy guitars and whatnot.
Yeah.
And this is a guy who's seen a lot of concerts, mind you.
Yeah.
And he said that was the best concert he's ever seen. Best band he's ever seen.
All right. Really? All right.
you saw like Leonard Skinner. He goes, yeah, I know. He saw Leonard Skinner with Ronnie Van Zant, but, you know, he said, yeah, but they were drunk, you know. So they weren't, you know.
How old is the Kiss now, for fuck's sake?
They're like seven in their
70s.
Yeah. Getting damn near close. Hell yeah, man. They're old men. So this is their final farewell tour, and Gigantor got to go see him for free. Nicely.
Oh, for free. There you go. That's the best damn concert. You fork up money, man.
That's true. The price was right.
Uh-huh.
The price was right.
I did it.
Yeah. Bet you could even afford to spring for a beer down there. Free ticket.
Fucking Abba will put on a good concert for some fucking free. Well, maybe that's going too far, but you know, you get my drift.
You are my dancing queen after all, Professor.
There you go.
Well, thank
you
for coming, Dr. Cake. It's an honor and a pleasure, and that and a quarter will get you nothing at Starbucks because everything's like $2. Why is that, man? They're expensive. I mentioned that the last time I went to fucking Starbucks, I had the worst, cup. I've had several cups of coffee, and some of them are very delicious. The last time I went there, I had the worst, absolute worst cup of coffee I've ever had.
No shit.
My fucking life. I took a sip of it, I said, what? I put it down, I said, it can't be that bad. I took another sip, I said, oh, my God, it is that bad. Like turpentine. Threw it out, fuckers. Cost me like $1.50. Anyway. Shake out a boy. Oh, I lost Gumby. No wonder he hasn't said anything in the last 5 minutes. Well, that's all right. We'll continue. There's Fort Prefect. He will have a birthday tomorrow. He will turn, 212. Gumby's back.
I had a call fail. I don't know what the fuck that means. Suddenly, beep, 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 call fail. Starbucks.
Yes,
man,
I recall
like that,
when we celebrated his 200th birthday in my outer space.
That's right. His outer
How did that fucking thing die so quick, man? That was crazy. Like one day we're all on MySpace having fun, and then somebody goes, oh no, you gotta go to Facebook. I don't wanna go to Facebook. Hey, we gotta go to Facebook. Next thing you know, you come back, nobody's on MySpace. What happened? How'd they do that? You having difficulties there, Professor? I think he's having testicle difficulty. So in the interim, this one's for you, Ford Prefect. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Oh, how old will you be? Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. Yeah, it's your birthday. Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Well, that was quick.
Go.
That was over quick, man. Well, happy birthday.
Hey, man, who's that?
He liked that. Yeah, we actually had... Yeah, you're on. You're on.
Okay.
We actually had
my phone's getting funky, man. I don't know what's going on.
Funky. I put it in the hashtag. That's why.
Oh.
Just watch out for the ointment. Then it, you know, then you're in trouble. It's slippery when wet. Yeah, that was Bob Zimmerman. He recorded that especially for us, especially for Ford Prefect. Robert.
Uh-huh.
Robert Zimmerman, right here, and the world's largest nut. He's coming forward. And there's G.T. Trenton, man of the hour, the strongest man on the internet.
G.T.
And he don't like polkas, and he ain't too fond of yodels, neither.
Not even
other than that, he's a relatively reasonable chap.
Likes Weird Al.
Likes Weird Al.
Weird Al and the Monkees. Weird Al and the Monkees.
Man, I got no monkeys. I got no Weird Al. And the Dick Dale.
You got Dick Dale.
And
you
Dick
got
Dale.
Dick Dale.
And Mel Torme. Miss Mel Torme. At Mel.
Yes. He did a good
the
job.
The Velvet Fog. And it is you. And the Beach Boys. He likes the Beach Boys. Nice.
Okay.
I wish
all
they
right.
all could
Starts
be
up.
California Goyles.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Well, thank you for coming, sir. He's out there in the...
Uh-huh. John B.
In the middle of the Bible Belt, man.
Bible Belt
up there. Well, he's out there in Indiana. That's where...
That's where I belong.
Men are men and women are... Men in dresses. No, I don't know. Thank you for coming, sir. And there's Maggie C.
Maggie C.
Where's my phone?
Let's hear it.
Roses are red. Bartlett's are pears. Where art thou tread? One so fair. I've messed that up, man.
I like it better that
print
way.
Print it out. The hive is a GD to date. Spit it out.
More emotional that way. I like it.
That's getting emotional, man. Like, man, I can't break him tonight. Sorry, dude. It ain't happening. All right. Dead in a good way. You got that right, Jack. There's Michael Wallace 3.
Hey, I'm smoking a good cigar for Mr. JC here. It's called, it's from Gurkha. It's called Sinister. Sinister, baby.
I think Ted approves. He's got the Ted seal of approval.
Uh-huh.
Ted bark of approval. Then you realize he's like in the living room, man. He's not like right next to me. He's in the living room.
Well, where are you?
Motherfucker. He almost killed me. I'm in the opposite end of the house. He almost killed me today, man. He comes up behind me and gives me one of them barks out of nowhere.
Uh-huh.
Jumping.
And he had a
jumping,
steak knife.
Jumping catfish. Anyway, there's Michael Wallace 3, not to be confused with Michael Wallace 1, Michael Wallace 2, or Michael Wallace 7. Yeah. None of those are the same.
The Mike Wallace Trio.
Loved him on 60 Minutes.
Yes.
Beauty. Tenacious. Although I've been over this before, Morley Safer was my main man.
Yes.
The clock started ticking.
Andy Rooney 3.
How about Hardly Reasonable? Nobody's tried to use that one for a while.
Uh-huh.
Probably won't for another long while either, I guess. Thank you for coming. And then there's Ted. And then Professor
Ted.
R.J. Gumby. Professor R.J. Gumby and his puppet Cinquinettes, Sinister
uh-huh.
Minister, Finance and Parking. And he's bad news, gentlemen.
Good friend of JC.
He's a bad mother. Right, and there they are. The possum. The possum lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Attacker.
As the beaver.
Tried and I tried even more. I cried, 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 and I can't recall what for. I pressed, I pushed, I yelled, I begged in hopes of some success. But the inevitable fact is that it never will impress. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have run up dry. I've tried to go fuck shopping, but there's no fucks left to buy. I've no more fucks to give, no more fucks I've tried to get. I'm over my fuck budget and I'm now in fucking debt. I strive, strive, strive to get everything done. I've played by all the rules, but I've very rarely won. I've smiled, I've charmed, I've wooed and laughed, alas, to no avail. I've run round like a moron to unequivocally fail. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck fuse has just blown. I've been hunting for my fucks all day, but they've upped and fucked off home. I've no more fucks to give, my fuck rations are depleted. I've rallied my fuck army, but it's been fucking defeated. The effort has just not been worth the time or the expense. I've exhausted all my energy for minimal recompense. The distinct lack of acknowledgement has now begun to gall, and I've come to now so fucked up they refuse to fucking stay. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have gone insane. They've come back round and pass me while they're fucking off again. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all dissolved. I've planned many projects but my fucks won't be involved. I've no more fucks to give, my fucks have all been spent. They've fucked off from the building and I don't know where they went. I've no to give, I've no more fucks to give. I've no more fucks, I've no more fucks, I've no more fucks to
Church your beer battered shrimp. No more fucks to give, baby.
What are they gonna do the? Oh, with the gals. I was trying to come up with a name for the show. That damn dog. And it ended up going with Prohibition Possum Hour. I was gonna make it the Possum Hour Pledge, and then I thought, well, then we'd have to do the pledge.
Huh?
I don't know why that thought entered my mind. It's just probably because the dog has, like, eaten away the other half of it. And
dog ate your homework.
Ted, I have no more fucks to give, son. I think he wants to go
the
out.
The Commodore's fuckless.
Dude, no more fucks to give. Where are you at? You want to go out? You want to go out? I'll let you out. Damn sure don't want you peeing on the floor. Oh, my God. Shh. You see my... Wow. Oh, boy. I'm glad he farted in the kitchen and not in the studio here. Jiminy, good God.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. Ooh. Taking farts to another room. There you
Jeez,
go.
Dude.
Give him a treat, man.
You take a shit in here, man. Wow. That was heavy duty, man. All right. Ted's... I don't have any more shits to give or fucks to give, but Ted's got plenty of shits to give.
Blame it on the
dog. Oh, no. If that was one of mine, I'd have to change my pants. Smelling that bad.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You're alone in the house and you're still blaming it on the dog.
Change my drawers. Ted's going out to change his drawers. All right. Blip.
What do you got?
I was going to say, I got another a quickie, but I don't think I have a quick quickie. Do I have a quick quickie? Quick quickie.
You got to have a quick quickie.
I should have a quick quickie. That doesn't even make sense.
Fucking Harriet. Can't get any quicker than fucking Harriet.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
When you work in a Jamaican town, you'll want some bacon on H.P. Brown. There's only one place that makes them both. It be a sandwich shop that sells the most. Sandwich, ooh, I want a sandwich, ooh, sandwich, ooh, sandwich, sandwich, ooh, I want a sandwich, ooh, sandwich.
Moving bacon sandwich. He wants a sandwich.
Uh-huh.
Not one of those pulled porks from over Satchery Alley's.
And I was thinking of Henrietta. I was saying Harriet, but I was thinking of Henrietta.
I have a little Gumby on rye. Make it lean.
There you go.
Satchery Alley's, man.
Me and the sisters will make a good Gumby sandwich. Me and the sissies. That's been Gumby's dream. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, it is a far, far better thing that I do than I have ever done before.
Uh-huh.
Before.
This is the greatest
You never
time.
Find the fucking clip I want. There it is.
Boner hose.
Oh,
all
yeah.
right.
There
Get
you
out
go.
Of the way. Okay. Uh-huh. So.
That's the pickle. That's the pickle in the Gumby sandwich right there, baby.
Let's do it.
You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Boo. Boo. Oh. I'm sorry. It's 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Sorry. Comes the brakes.
I'm looking for
number
nine's
a large.
About anyone else.
Number nine large. Number six with extra dip. Number 45 is right. Cheese and a large soda. Where's the bathroom, Mac? Got it going, no fooling.
Yep.
Time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back. There's Ted. Time for Ted to interrupt the show. One more time, at least. Hey, Ted. Oh, that fart's still lingering. Thank God. Didn't want to miss that. One more time. One more chance to experience Ted's farts. All right. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Need to go see a vet.
I'm going to put eye drops.
Adrenal glands milked or something, man. know what that is. All right. Back to 3 minutes. You'll never get back. I have no idea what this is. I don't know what it is. But I don't know what it isn't, but I know what it is. It's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Say, boss, I hope you don't mind me calling you so early like this, but I ain't coming in to work today, no. I got a bad case of, giganitis. Yeah, giganitis. And you wouldn't want me around there anyway. This stuff is pretty catchy. So, see you on Monday. It works every time. Yep, it's getting to be that other time of year. Right, boys? Well, let it rain, let it snow. I can't wait to hit the road. I got them spring fishing blues. Well, you grab the bait and I'll get the beer. Yep, it's that time of year when I get them spring fishing blues. Okay, now you bring the worms and I'll get the poles and let's go down to the fishing hole. I got them spring fishing blues. Hitch up the camper and hook up the boat. Hope the gosh darn thing still floats. I got them spring fishing blues. Even if the fishing is slow, still beats working. I got them spring fishing blues. I'm hunting for walleyes far and near, and the only thing come up was a rusty spear. I got them spring fishing blues. About the one that got away and their big success. I'll tell you one thing. It's all BS. I don't care what I'm fishing for. Just give me an anchor and a couple of oars and I'll get them spring fishing blues. Till I die, I hope there's a fishing hole in the sky.
Lord have mercy.
When I catch them spring fishing blues. All right, boys, back up the boat. Hey, don't spin the tires like that. You're getting me all wet. Okay, now, give me a good shove and launch this sucker.
Yeah, I'll give you a shove.
Yeah, come on. Not again. Every year it's the same old thing. Forgot the gosh darn drain plug.
Oh, Benny, you're a long way from shore.
Gosh, I love fishing.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
McDonald's French fries.
Yes.
McDonald's French fries.
That's a nice city. I like the fact he hopped up a loogie in the beginning, in the middle of it. Not many Southern Jew days.
I just got a tweet. Mr. JC liked that too.
There you go.
And I haven't been on Twitter since, what, 2009? So that's kind of the amazing part of that. Well, we've been over this subject before.
He won't accept me, man. I tried following him. He won't accept me. Got a problem with me.
Well, maybe I'll get on there someday and accept your ass. I don't know. I just don't like it, man. And I didn't like it when it started, and then when, tweeter-in-chief made it a daily thing, it's like, man, I really don't sit there, man, you know?
I just started going back. I haven't been on it in, Christ, a half a year, more.
Gutter of the social media. All right, well, we've been over this before. I told you the story how Bogey flipped off the Mexican gang members, and his truck has the scars to prove it. Well, it's a different story, as we knew. Officer Dibble told me that I could tell him to go fuck himself. Remember that?
Yes, yes.
Well,
it is within your right.
Apparently, a federal court backed that up. A federal appeals court said a Michigan woman's constitutional rights were violated when she was handed a speeding ticket after giving the finger to a suburban Detroit police officer in 2017. Uh-huh.
Flipping the bird?
Yeah. And the court said the officer should have known better.
Yes. First of all, any kind of slang and signals is just fucking ridiculous.
That's crazy, pal. I could have sued,
man. They pixel it out. They pixel it out of some pictures. It's just a fucking finger, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Well, it's the idea.
That's
the
why
anger.
I've never in my life given the finger. I've never angered that night.
It's sometimes it pisses people off more if you just like wave really friendly, smile. Hi.
Oh, that always does. Yeah, that gets people really fired up, especially when they're all pissed.
I flipped off a cop. I forgot about it.
No, you do. You. Oh yeah, didn't you?
Years and years and years ago, I was like 20 something, young kid. And I was rushing to the bank to make a deposit, and the bank closed. And I thought the guy was a security guard. He's like, "Hey, settle down there." And I went, "Get out of here and get the finger." He tracked me down, came to my house, and gave me a ticket.
See that? I took the court. It's not too late.
Yeah. I took
really
the well. I,
ball,
I
right?
no, it's
Control
too late because. It's too late because it was already. I took it downtown and I said, "Well, you know, I got the ticket. It was for squealing and peeling in the parking lot." And I said, "Well, my tire pressure is a little low." And it was like right in the middle of this big murder trial, and the judge is looking like so annoyed that she has to hear this crap. He's like, "That bang bang, $20 fine. Get the fuck out of here," you know. It was a stupid thing to do, though.
Really, sounds like the Sex Act.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was later on.
Okay. All right.
Carol Channing. Sex Act. Banned in 47 states. Yeah. All right. Time for some science. Have you heard about space herpes?
No, no, it hasn't. Please tell me.
I bet you Ford
herpes.
Knows about space herpes. Yeah, space herpes, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing.
Peels and peels in space.
A small portion of astronauts and in the history of going into space have developed symptoms as a result of a dormant virus awakening while they're in space, and it's like herpes.
Uh-huh.
When they're exposed to microgravity and whatnot. So, kind of interesting. Space herpes. During space flights, there's a rise in secretions of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, which are known to suppress the immune system. Ah, so there you go. And then your herpes pop out. Yeah. I wonder if Buzz Aldrin got the herpes when he's on the moon.
That's why he's always yelling and screaming at the moon.
So, like, if you want to join Space Force, it's probably a good idea that you already have the herpes, right? Or should...
How would that work?
Think?
Let me see.
Which way would you go on that?
Check.
Yeah. They won't be able to... Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be...
Take care of that.
Herpes and...
Space
careful. Very cold in space, and there's herpes.
They don't talk about that in the recruiting office.
That's right. They don't tell you that. The application, they don't mention that. Real quickly, in Detroit, I found this headline offensive. It says black beekeepers are transforming Detroit's vacant lots into bee farms. Why do you have to point out that these
That's
guys
racist.
Are black?
That's
yeah,
racist.
It is kind of. But it's a black section of the thing, so I guess it's okay. But that just seems dumb to point out that they're black people. What's neat is they are transforming vacant lots into bee farms. So that's a good thing because I also read that the bumblebee has officially been added to the endangered species list. The bumblebee.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll fall apart without those guys. Those little fucking bastards.
You know, the thing, there were no honeybees native to North America. They were all imported from Europe. So, don't give me that crap.
And we never gave them anything.
Yeah, we did. Potatoes.
Let's give them the stink. Let's give them the stink bugs in exchange.
Potatoes and corn. No, the Japanese gave us the stink bugs. God bless the little bastards. That was kind of like, and you know, it was a little payback for Hiroshima. They're like, you know, kind of like nuked our ass. How about some stink bugs?
They didn't like that. A couple fucking bombs.
Black rain is not fun. And that stuff, those things, I'm joking, but man, those things, I saw a thing on Hiroshima. It's just fucking horrific. God, nuclear weapons should be taken from this earth and put somewhere, throw them into the sun, let them blow up.
Yeah, well,
I don't know.
They fucked up Hawaii.
What do you do with them, man? No bikini at all. All right, now this guy, he calls 911 because he's a Florida man, of course, Miami.
And that's what they do.
I'm sorry. Fort Lauderdale. He called 911 after going to the bathroom and finding a bright green iguana swimming in his toilet. After going to the bathroom? They got a picture of it. I don't see no pee or poo in there.
And it said after?
Flushing it.
Right.
Iguana
like,
hung
like
on and then
literally after going into the bathroom.
No, I sure hope
so. In the room itself.
So the firefighter came in, put a sterile glove on, reached in and grabbed the iguana, took it outside and released it in the wild.
Too many Florida stories like that, man.
Okay, he found it after he lifted the lid on the toilet. Okay, thank goodness. Because, you know, you sit down, you know, you're a little groggy, you take a dump.
Uh-huh.
You get up to wave bye-bye, and then there's a fucking iguana sitting there with shit on his head, man. I would feel really fucking bad. Well,
hey,
Ford
would feel pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, well, Ford has a valid point. Maybe he shit out the iguana.
Uh-huh.
Could be
they,
that. They're very vague in this article.
Well.
They don't tell you.
Well.
Huh. Where's the origin of this alleged iguana?
Uh-huh.
But I want to. And why would you just release it into the wild without subjecting it to at least some questioning under oath?
Exactly.
Get to the bottom of this
fucking coli.
Well, this is Florida.
Has E. coli.
This is Florida.
Okay.
But this is what we got to put up with in Florida. Florida, you know.
Maybe he thought he seen it. Why? Bath salt.
I flipped my mattress last week. I'm sleeping really well. You guys talk about getting to sleep.
I've been
actually, I didn't flip
CBD
the mattress.
Sleeping well.
I turned the mattress. See, I spin or
it.
I flip. I spun it, and then I'll flip it next time.
Too much work. Too much work for a nice
it is.
Sleep.
It is. It sucks, but it's worth it, man. All right. Did you know? Do you like ice cream?
I eat ice cream.
You eat ice cream?
Yeah.
Mr. Science brought in some gelato this summer.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could ever eat ice cream again. It's like, why would I fucking eat ice cream?
You told us before how much you love this shit.
Yeah. When this fucking gelato exists, man. That is the ambrosia. You know, that is food of the gods. Gods. All right. But did you know that in your ice cream is beaver anal secretion?
Good God, no.
Yes.
They don't say that on the container.
No, it does not, does it? But, yep, beaver butt secretion is used to flavor luxury desserts. Yummy, yum,
good
yum.
God. All right.
So,
well, you've been here for years.
But less and less using real beaver. They have, what do you call your synthetic beaver?
Oh, man. Preservative beaver.
I prefer the real beaver. I like the real beaver myself.
Yeah.
You know,
I like my ice cream natural.
Yeah.
Churn, baby.
They got okay. They also use the mucous membrane from the stomach of goats to make cheese. Well, we didn't go in this with blind eyes. No, we knew this was going to happen. Stomach membranes, mucous membranes are good for you.
Isn't this like a witch's brew? What the fuck? Is there
the beaver left
behind. Eye of Newton in the fucking ice cream?
Beaver lives matter, man. I say.
Okay, who comes out with this shit?
These are just time, you know, time tested recipes.
Nice beaver.
Thank
you.
There you
go.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
McDonald's French fries.
Yeah.
Who's throwing all these dairy products and say, you know what's missing? A little taste of beaver ass. And maybe some mucus.
Yeah.
That's what
you know,
ice cream needs.
You know, this is good. This is good, but is it beaver anal secretion good?
Uh-huh. That's what it needs, baby. Well, you know, God bless them. Ben and Jerry. God bless them.
Ben and Beaver. All right.
There you go.
This is funny. I guess we're ending with this one. I'm going to put the link in there. Because you got to see the vid. Too funny for funny. Okay. Bulgaria. There's a protest going on in the streets, you know. And the Bulgarian police try to break it up with pepper spray. Fortunately, they didn't... They didn't account for a change in the wind direction.
It looks like you would want a tent fart.
It is. The wind blows. These schmucks are all going away.
That's fucking great.
You fascist pig. Take that.
Uh-huh.
Here's your pepper spray, you bastards.
Uh-huh.
Now, get me a nice coffee while you're at it. While you're up.
I like it.
All right. And there's your news.
That's great.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
All right, Leroy. Well, I went out the other night to lay some feet, and them stars were shining bright, beating down on me, and I knew. In a tree. Possum in a tree looking at me. You know he's living his life wild and free. Well, I wonder what he's thinking, staring down at me. There ain't nothing like seeing that possum in a tree. I said, hey, old troop, you better stick to them coons around here in Tennessee. He just kept on wagging his tail, lighting up that possum in a tree. Possum in a tree looking at me. It's all.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, shoot.
Michael Jack. Possum in a tree, kids. Possum in a tree.
Possum in a tree. That was for Ford. I can't for the life of me imagine that we hadn't played that already sometime in our...
We have.
57-year history? Okay.
I think we played different versions of it.
Ah, man, that's a goodie there. That's a Jim Dandy there. Act three.
Yeah. Well, there's several versions of that. We played two of them already,
yeah.
I believe.
Okay.
But that was good. That was good.
Filthy, dirty.
Frank Sutton likes it. There you go. I've never seen a possum in a tree. Have you? I've yet to see one in a tree.
No.
Other than, of course, pictures on Facebook.
I saw one in my kitchen once.
Google.
Kinky.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's what started this whole mess.
Really, dude? Really?
One more. Yeah.
All right. Did you read my stuff?
Okay. Into the final. He was a weird guy, man. Zero Moscow.
Very, very strange cat.
My sister.
Alan liked him.
My sister was in the theater. She said she did a show with some guy that was in a thing with, or some gal or somebody with that was in a thing with Zero, and they went backstage and into his dressing room, and they said, "Oh, Mr. Mostel, you know you're so great." And he turns around and he's whacking the Magoo. He's sitting there. Different.
Yeah, see that?
He couldn't help it.
And Louis C.K. gets in trouble for that shit.
Well, Louis C.K. was not a man of his time, whereas Zero was.
Yeah.
He could get away with pounding the
Zero myself statues. They'd be tearing it down.
Possibly.
Oh,
interesting choice
guy.
Of sound effect. I'll have to go back and listen to Patang, Patang. I don't know what it did. Yeah. Like Zero Must. Yeah, I was very disappointed when they came out with that Fiddler in the Roof movie. Zero Must All wasn't in it.
Yes. What happened there, man? What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that about?
Uh-huh. You gotta have Zero in that part.
He was still alive.
Uh-huh.
It had to be politics.
Maybe it was him. Maybe he didn't want to do it. I don't know. We got to look that up.
That's
anyway, anyone out there who don't know who Zero Mostel is, check out a movie called The Front.
The Front. Or better yet, The Producers.
Front. Yeah, Producer. Go with The Front.
Go fuck yourself.
Great fucking movie.
A great movie, it is. A great movie. So is The Producer.
In fact, just justified posting that. Go fuck yourself with Grenache. We just justified it. Good. We got to bring that up every night.
Yeah.
That was definitely a happy ass.
Okay.
We're all about happy asses here at Possum Hour.
Ron Jeremy, man. Some of us are born great, and some of us are born with gigantic
things. And then there's Gumby.
And then there's Gumby. Hey, man, we got a yodel. Did you see they have a new download thingy on YouTube?
Oh.
Yeah. I was noticing this today. There's like
download.
A download button. And, whatever, the other thing I download the music with wasn't working on this one yodel tonight. Man. I sound like the Prez. So I said, I really want this yodel, so what'll I do? And then I thought, hey. So I downloaded it and then turned that into a file. So we got the yodel. And a darn good one it is.
Hot damn.
Bonnie Lou. She's one of the queens.
Bonnie Lou.
Yeah, that's right. GT's got to go. Sorry, GT. Got to hook up to CPAP. Say hi to Pap for
Bonnie
me.
Bonnie Lou.
Yeah.
Did you tell him it
Bonnie
was
Lou.
Bonnie Lou?
Oh, cake's like time to yodel, man.
It's weird, Bonnie Lou. Weird, Bonnie Lou.
Bonnie Lou.
Oily, 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 oh, oily, oh, oily, 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 oily,
oily, oily,
oily, oily, oily, oily.
It's yodeling time with Bonnie Lou.
I'm a straight shooting cowgirl from Texas. I'm a lassie from the wild and woolly west. I can yodel, I can sing, I can do most anything. When it comes to riding broncos, I'm the best. I can shoot from my hip with my six gun, and a bullet I have never wasted yet. I'm a lassie from the Lone Star City, Texas. I'm a straight shooting cowboy from the west.
Sleeping in a nursing home in Cincinnati. Oh boy, I wouldn't wish that on anybody to die in Cincinnati.
Especially if
although
you're a straight shooter from Texas.
Maggie C almost saw me die in Cincinnati that one time. Woohoo, boy!
The story there.
I was this close, and I'm making like the little thing. I'm not indicating my wide arms apart. It's the fingers real close together. I was this close to having the big Mahmood, a big Gandolfini right there in the Cincinnati Hilton. Oh, man. I'm better now, but oh, boy, back then.
What happened there?
I was, that was when I didn't know that I had high blood pressure problem.
Okay.
And I was preparing to have a fucking heart attack or stroke or something that night.
Good Lord.
Yeah, it was pretty weird, man. I was soaked from head to toe in sweat. Like, all of a sudden. My socks were damp.
How's
my underwear was
everything. Now, man? You're still checking it out?
I don't have any problems. Yeah. Get that under control. Get that under control. Nip that in the bud.
Do you think or do you know? I mean, do you still get a check?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I go in to see the...
Okay. All right.
See the bones every once in a while, once a year or whatever the fuck they... You know.
There you go.
I'm not a big fan of going to the bones, but, you know, after a while, you run out of dope. You run out of dope, and then the bones is like, oh, you got to...
you got to come in here, and we got to, like, look at you, take your blood and stuff like that.
Take your money. Take your fucking money.
Not my money.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm on Obamacare, baby. I'm living like the Canadian.
All right. Bobo Care. It's going to be changed to Bobo Care soon.
Bobo Care. Yeah, that's when you get nothing and like it.
Exactly.
They're going to change it. You know, Mount Healthy. She's buried in Mount Healthy, Ohio. I've been to Mount Healthy. It's near Cincinnati. And they have some good barbecue.
Is it anywhere near Funky Town?
No, it's close to Miami, though.
Okay, all right. Miami, Ohio.
Miami, Ohio. I bet you.
Is that where all the drug deals go down?
No. It's a college town. I bet you Bonnie Lou had,
Bonnie Lou?
What do you call it? The getta. But she had the getta. Northern Kentucky, getta. G-E-O-T-T-A, getta. Or is it G-O-E-T-T-A? One of the two. And it is the coolest shit, and you eat it for breakfast, and you love it. Because your buddy's 90-year-old mom makes it for you.
Okay, see that? According to Ford, Betty Lou died of space herpes.
Space herpes.
I don't know if there's any truth to that.
Yeah. Well, there was an outbreak of space herpes in Cincinnati. During the Larry Flint trials, the late 70s.
Okay. Is there a connection?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Just don't, right. Don't drink the water. Honey Brown.
Ice water.
Hey, I'll give you an onion. That'll make your ice water. Hey!
Hey! Leave my eyes alone.
That's a Groucho joke, you know.
Send up
an onion. That'll make his eyes water. Ah, donka. Donka, mine possums. Thanks, everybody, for coming, man, because, like...
I'm gonna fail, too. I got trash to put
okay.
out to sleep. Got
you're going to swing for the fence. Okay. That's all right.
Huh?
Honey Brown. Well, thank you. Oh, we cured apple cheeks of whatever it was that was ailing her.
Oh, see that?
Beauty.
Uh-huh. We're in the farm bees.
I might have a white horse later, Maggie C. That's fancy enough for me.
I'm going to have a toilet iguana.
Nah. That'll leave a mark. All right. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Good night, everybody, and energize. Turn the transporter up.
It's Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me. It's Dinah, with the Dixie eyes blazing, and the Dixie eyes blazing, just to be with Dinah Lee. Now every night, my mind shake with fright, because my dynamite change your mind about me. I said, it's Dinah, is there anyone finer? I could hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee. Wow.
ding bong ring ding boy bong bong wah 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 wah.
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.